Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
Let's get over to our keys to a Chicago Bears victory over the San Francisco 49ers. It's been a while since the Chicago Bears won. 6 weeks. Weather was different, wasn't it, Chicago? 6 weeks. Holy moly. At some point, this has to end. And we'll see with my game prediction whether we think it's going to happen this week. But again, a couple of my keys to a victory. First one is mentioned a little bit in the first segment with Caleb Williams. I think with his progression through the end of the season, this last five games, but starting this week, can the Chicago Bears start fast? Can the Chicago Bears put points on the board on the first drive? Can the Chicago Bears put points on the board in the first quarter? It's difficult. It's bad enough you got a six-game losing streak to be constantly behind in games. It's been tough. This defense is a solid unit. It is a bend, but sometimes break defense. And they honestly did a very admirable job of holding the Detroit Lions to 16 points in that first half. That could have been way worse. Tyrique Stevenson doesn't pop that fumble off of Jahmyr Gibbs. Could have been way worse. So credit to them for at least keeping the Bears in the game. But we can't play that type of situation every single week. The Chicago Bears need to be competitive in the first quarter of games, first half of games. And again, I think against the San Francisco 49ers team that, look, has been bad this year, ravaged by injuries. They're 5-7. They need this game. This is must-win territory for the 49ers or their season is over. So the Bears better be ready to play and they better start fast. Another thing I want to see from Thomas Brown, does it look different from Matt Eberflus? Is your team on the details from the jump? It'll say something about Thomas Brown. The next one is on the defensive side of the ball. I'm really curious to see what this unit looks like. I think through the first half, or excuse me, the first month of the season, I thought this defense was pretty good, above average defensive team. After the Washington game, you can kind of tell they loosened up on the rope a little bit. Or the concept of belief with the team in that room softened a touch. And you saw it. They're giving up that huge run to end the first half against Arizona. I mean, they've been in it, but man, the pass rush has gone away a little bit. I want to see what Eric Washington does with this unit. And does it look different from the Matt Eberflus team? Do they blitz a little bit earlier, a little bit more often? Do they try and get some more pressure? I never understood why Matt Eberflus didn't like pressuring with the type of talent we have in our secondary. Never quite understood it. We'll see what Eric Washington does and deploys. But that's going to be one of the keys for sure. You know, creating those second and longs, creating those down and distances, because the third and long situations have really, really been, they've been poorly executed by the Chicago Bears recently. I mean, God, look at the Detroit Lions game. Look at the Minnesota Vikings game. They gave up multiple third and tens in that game and in overtime. Big reason why they lost. Keep that down and distance where it is and then finish off drives on defense. Great way to do that, stop the run. Guess what's something the Chicago Bears haven't done this season? Stop the run. Andrew Billings, losing him, turned out to be a bigger deal than anyone else wanted to lead on that it could be. Chicago Bears are allowing 4.9 yards per carry. That's fourth worst in the NFL. And I know the San Francisco 49ers, they don't have Christian McCaffrey. They just lost Jordan Mason, both of them on IR. But that doesn't mean that Kyle Shanahan can't scheme up a 100-yard rushing game for running back X, Y, or Z. And that's going to be a huge key to this game. Stopping the run, making those third and longs. You got Brock Purdy, who's got a bit of a shoulder issue right now. So put them in positions that make them a little uncomfortable and then finish off those drives. Try to get off the field. Try and avoid these long drives that have really plagued this Bears defense throughout the six-game losing streak. Another key to the game, I mentioned it before with the Thomas Brown, is I'm just looking at the operation here. I just want it to be clean. I mean, can you learn something if all of a sudden our pre-snap penalties go away? Is that something that's a rejuvenation with the players? Is that something with the coaching staff maybe delivering a different message? I don't know. We'll see. But again, I just want to see how it all rolls out. How do they handle situations? How do they handle the two-minute? How do they handle their timeouts? How do they handle their challenges? Pre-snap penalties, does that get cleaned up a little bit? Is there fire? Is there passion on the sideline? Is Thomas Brown coming out and high-fiving his guys? I know that's a little meatball, but I'm curious. I'm curious to see how it goes. And I think if you want to ride into this game being like, this is a fresh start for the Chicago Bears, a clean operation, a little pep in the step, I think it'll go a long way to upsetting the San Francisco 49ers in California. It's old school sports right here. The first game with a new head coach after the other guy is out the door. Typically, that leans in your favor. You got to lean into that if you're the Chicago Bears and take that energy and that enthusiasm, that rejuvenation, put it on the field and play clean football. Everyone on top of it. Everyone on top of the details. Everyone helping each other out. Communicating. Offense, defense, high-fiving each other. Kind of want to see it all. I'm curious if it's still in this team or whether this team really has checked out after the New England Patriots game. We're going to find out. And then my final one is, let's just keep it rolling. Let the good times roll. Let's keep that clean football, ladies and gentlemen, on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, Caleb Williams, it's an impressive stat. 212 pass attempts without an interception. I'm sure there's been about four or five of them that easily could have been intercepted during that time. Also, during that stretch, it's gone five games now. He also didn't throw a touchdown in three of them. Shane Waldron got fired. Now he has five in his last two games. So it's a cool stat. It's in the record books. It's an NFL record, NFL rookie record. It's a Chicago Bears franchise record. It's great to have, but now let's keep it going. During the six-game losing streak, while we're talking about this pass attempt record, Chicago Bears are allowing 4.8 sacks a game. Again, way too much. When you talk about the ups and downs of the quarterback, a rookie quarterback, and one that I believe is as talented as Caleb Williams, 4.8 sacks, man, that could really mess you up. And we all know that they've come at really bad times. One of them, obviously, with those 32 seconds to finish the Detroit Lions game. Another one came in overtime that made the Chicago Bears have to punt the ball away. Minnesota comes down and scores. Game over. 4.8 sacks. Not going to get the blame pie out, but easily Caleb. Definitely, I would say at least one or two of those a game. It's probably on him. Those other two or three are probably on the offensive line. But let's protect each other out there, folks. Let's play clean football. And Caleb Williams, to his credit, good or bad, for a rookie, has done a fantastic job of protecting the football. Coming out of college in USC, a lot of people were saying, you know, he gets a little careless, gets a little loose with it, running with it. He could maybe fumble, interceptions and stuff. Man, he's been great. And hopefully that's a harbinger or a habit moving forward for Caleb Williams throughout the rest of his career. So let's keep it there. So those are my keys to the game. I am 8-4 on my picks this year. How are you 8-4, Joey? Because I bailed on this Chicago Bears team weeks ago. I didn't see it coming. I want Matt Eberflus fired. It didn't happen. Week after week, a new debacle, a new problem, a new lifeless attitude, a new Matt Eberflus, we got to stick together speech. So I've been picking against the Bears for a while. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Saturday night, Sports Talk Chicago, here on WLS AM 890. Joey Christopoulos, your host, is picking the Chicago Bears to win. It's been a while. It's probably been since Halloween, and it's almost Christmas, but here we are. I'm picking the Bears to win. They're 3.5-point underdogs. I think they clear that number. I think they win money line. They win outright. I'm going Chicago Bears 27, San Francisco 49ers 24. I just think when you read all these articles about Jalen Johnson screaming at Matt Eberflus in the locker room after the Detroit game, a lot of players being incredibly upset, a lot of offensive players being upset with Shane Waldron. These players, they got their wish a little bit. Offensive coordinator out, head coach out, Thomas Brown in. It's not a put up or shut up scenario, but I want to see this team out there flying around and having some fun. And I think for 1 week, just for now, with a 6-game losing streak right now, I think the Chicago Bears can go out there and win a football game. Is it a harbinger of successful and amazing things to come for the rest of the season? I'm not going to go that far. The schedule is incredibly tough. But for 1 week, against an opponent that is injury-riddled, whose season is kind of tilting towards the sideways, if not tilting down, I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears are going to win. I'm 8-4, people. I've got some house money, right? It's been a while. I have to at least pick the Chicago Bears to win one game before the year ends, right? I'm not going to go 3 months in a football season without predicting them to win. So that's what I'm doing. Am I 10,000% confident in it? It is the Bears at the end of the day. But I do feel good about this fresh new start for a lot of these players, for this coaching staff, for the quarterback. I think they can go out there. I think they can play well. And I think the 49ers are banged up just enough. The Bears can make this a game, and I think they also can sneak out of it and possibly pick up a victory.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.